Clyde Pilkington here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Take a minute and look out your window. Gaze into the trees and see the birds. They're all out there doing exactly what God made them to do. They're doing the work of God. And there's a great lesson waiting for you if you'll just take time to learn it. And when you look into the trees, you'll see such a variety of color and size on those branches. A robin, a sparrow, a raven, the cardinal, the blue jay, the oriole, and the dove. I love to hear them sing in the morning, singing those beautiful praises that Father's given them to sing. They're little ministers of Dad to us. Matthew wrote in his gospel, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows." Isn't it interesting that in this passage, the Lord Jesus Christ refers to God as Father? The Father of you and I and the Father of the sparrows. In this verse, we see the detailed care of God as Father. The sparrow is one of the smallest and most common of all the birds. Its value is almost insignificant to man, which just illustrates the point. And especially when we notice the price paid. Says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny?" But the illustration is further strengthened when we read the account in Luke chapter 12, verse 6, where Luke records, "Are not five sparrows sold for two pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God?" Isn't that interesting? Two sparrows for a penny, five sparrows for two pennies. So if you pay for four sparrows, an extra sparrow's thrown into the deal for free. Really, almost to emphasize its near valuelessness. God even cares for the free sparrow. Even he is not forgotten before God. The humblest of God's creatures have value in God's sight. Even the ones that seem valueless to others. Note that our Lord Jesus Christ said, "One of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father." Now, the verse doesn't say, "One shall not fall to the ground without your Father knowing it," but without your Father. Grasp the significance of this. Not even the tiny sparrow falls to the ground outside of the presence and the will of the God of the universe. He is there with his care throughout the entire experience, directing the minutest details. For even the sparrow is dear to the Father. And why not? For the sparrow, too, is his masterful creation. It's been said that God attends the funeral of every sparrow. If God cares for the sparrows, that their every move and circumstance is within his care, his presence, and his direction, how much more does God care for us? For even the hairs of our head are numbered by him. Surely our hairs represent the smallest and most trivial aspect of our lives, as of course a hair is even less significant than the value of a sparrow. When you look out your window next time or take a walk in the woods, notice the birds and bask in the glorious truth of Father's love for you. How much he loves you. How much he cares for you. How great attention you have before him. Now, for a little music for your edification and enjoyment. You think I'm going to play His Eye Is on the Sparrow, don't you? It is a great song. But nope, it's the Jackson 5 singing Rockin' Robin.